إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى الذي جعل الفردوس لعباده المؤمنين نزلا، وسهل لهم سبلها فيسرها ويسر الأعمال لها، خلقها سبحانه وتعالى قبل أن يخلقهم، وأسكنهم إياها قبل أن يجدهم، وحفها سبحانه وتعالى بالمكاره ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا، وأودع فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر، وزادهم بقوله سبحانه وتعالى خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. فله الحمد سبحانه وتعالى أولا وآخرا ظاهرا وباطنا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله سبحانه وتعالى رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للعاملين وحجة على العباد أجمعين، شرح الله سبحانه وتعالى به الصدور وأنار به العقول وفتح به أعينا صما وآذانا أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا. وكما قال الشاعر: قد كان هذا الكون قبل وصوله شؤما لظالمه ومظلومه. لما أطل محمد زكت أو زكت الربا واخضر في البستان كل هشيم. فصل اللهم وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته في روضة من رياض الجنة. حلق لك لسه ما خشينا في الموضوع. لو أذن الله سبحانه وتعالى لنا أن ننظر من يحفنا في هذا المكان الطيب لرأينا الملائكة تحفنا، والسكينة تتنزل علينا، والرحمة تغشانا، وفوق كل ذلك أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يذكرنا في ملئه الأعلى. فاذكروه سبحانه وتعالى يذكركم واشكروا له ولا تكفرون، ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. فطوبى لكم في روضة من رياض الجنة، ومع اللقاء الثامن تحت عنوان المشتاقون إلى الجنة. Brothers and sisters, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who made the Firdaus the highest level in Jannah, made it a place to abide and to have a permanent abode. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who facilitates the way to it by doing the righteous deeds. He created it subhanahu wa ta'ala before we are created. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala made us live there before we were created. Anyone knows how? Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah and we were in his loins. So we were there before we even surfaced to this earth. And we want to go there inshaAllah. And that is the beauty of it. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who surrounds the Jannah with desires. That makes it hard, right? That's what a real gift or a real when you work for something that is hard to get, it makes it more interesting. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounds it with desires. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it and the angel saw it and he asked him about it, what did he say? What did they say? No one. Or everyone in the beginning. Everyone, if he sees the Jannah, wants to get in it. Everyone. No disbelievers will be there if they see it. When he surrounds it subhanahu wa ta'ala with the desires, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, no one will be able to get in it. Because there's so many hard things that you have to give in order for you to make it to Jannah. I just learned today, I had a talk in high school, Christian, they invited me there for question answer. The teacher presented the Buddhism in the beginning. He said we were talking about Buddhism, and he was telling me that this religion is highly attracted for people in high school and colleges, adults, young men, because you have no supervision, you don't have God to report to, you just do good and stay away from bad things. And he started going on, basically, be yourself. And he asked me, and he said, that's why he said, what do you think? I said, to be honest with you, any person who falls for that has no brains. Honestly. Because he added, he said, there is no feeling of guilt. Imagine you kill someone and you don't have any feeling of regret. You harm someone and you don't feel bad. You do everything evil to others. Like, you do good, as long as you do good. What is the definition of good? Now put the religion aside and I come and ask you, what is good to you? What is good to you? What is good to you? Every person will have a different good. Someone will tell you, it feels good to be drunk all the time. This is what good to him. The other one said, boy, it's so nice to drive by and just, instead of shooting birds, it's hard to get them. Real men, real people, easy to shoot. That feels good. Let's go have for a walk and just shoot people on the street. You have people doing it now with the religions. How about when you don't have that religion? So what is good? Define good. You will have a trillion good things according to people. And I said, when you don't have your nature, you are created attached. You have to be attached to something. You cannot just simply live without reporting to anyone. Because this is how Allah created us. We are attached to Him. So if you detach yourself from Allah, you have to attach it to something else. You've got to report to someone. Otherwise, you go, okay, well, who do they report to? I say to themselves, to their desires. That's what they report to. They worship their desires. They worship themselves. If it feels good, do it. So what feels good for you, do it. Who cares about how he feels? Just do it for yourself. So I am worshiping myself. Where? When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it feels good to do it, then I come back. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about that? Should not do it. Ooh. It feels good to do it, but the one who can really punish told me, even if it feels good to do it, don't do it. So you report something. If you don't report to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do you report to? Yourself. So you are worshipping yourself. Every person, whether he admits it or not, he worships something, knowing it or not knowing it. Anything that takes you away from submitting to God, you worship that. This is a real and a natural thing. Indeed, the world was before the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, pessimism for the oppressor and for the person who being oppressed. So how is it bad for the person who is an oppressor? I can see why is it bad, or why is it bad before the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when he came, the oppressed person felt good because he backed him up, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all the hadith, with the Quran and everything. Backed him up. If you don't get your right here, we'll get it for you the day of judgment. Don't worry, your right will get there. So you may be oppressed here. It's better for you to be oppressed than being an oppressor. So how was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, good for those who are oppressors? How? Unsur akhaka zaliman aw mazluman. قالوا فهمنا يا رسول الله إذا كان مظلوم وكيف ننصره إن كان ظالما. How can you give victory to your brother when he is an oppressor? Tell him to stay away from it. This is victory for him. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with a message telling you how oppression is bad and how horrible it is. Even God, the Creator, made it prohibited on himself. So you come to a person who is an oppressor, you tell him, "Whoa, the punishment for that is unbelievable." When the animals are not obliged to do worships like we do, yet the day of judgment they will be judged on what? Based on oppression. حَتَّى يُقْتَصْ مِنَ الشَّاءَ الْقَرْنَاءِ أو حَتَّى تَقْتَصْ الشَّاءَ الْجَلْحَاءَ مِنَ الْقَرْنَاءِ. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the right for the sheep who has no horns been hit with a sheep that has horns. He will switch the thing. The one with no horns will get the horns, and the one without horns with the horns will have no horns, and that one will hit it like that one hit it in this dunya. Now who's watching? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do that so he can admit one to Jannah and one to hell. It's not that, because there's no obligations on that. All of those animals were created for me and you to enjoy. Everything in this world is for me and you to enjoy. This is how important we are in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that? Boy, if you are sitting there waiting for your turn to be judged and you see the animals which is not accounted being dealt with so fair, you know how bad your accountability is going to be if you are an oppressor. And you have the best glad tiding if you are being oppressed. You say, now is my turn to get my payback. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that He counts the drops of the rain and He counts the leaves that falls from the trees, what for? Is He going to judge the trees? No. A person with a mind, with an open mind, thinks. He goes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking account for the trees, for the rain, and they're not obliged to do anything. And here I am created to worship Him. Boy, if He's taking account for things that is not going to be accounted, what about me? If anything were to be accounted, it's me. And if anyone going to be so precisely accounted, it's me, not the trees. So how can you do it for the trees and you think that it's not going to be done for you? You have no brains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that not just to enjoy reciting it. He wants to show you how closely He is managing this world and how closely He is knowledgeable of everything in this world. And that's why He said, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ مِنْ لَفِظْ يُفِيدُ الْعُمُومِ. Anything you mention, anything comes out of your mouth, it's recorded. It's either for you or against you. Go ahead and talk. Have fun talking. Chit-chat, as you say. Go ahead, chit-chat. Well, it's going to be for you or against you. No other way. إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول, أَمْ تَحْسَبُوا أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَى وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. Do you think that we are not listening to them private talk or their secret private or public talk? Indeed, we are listening, and add to that our messengers, our angels are recording. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Everything small or big is written. What for? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We're going to question the messengers. What about us? You think He's going to question Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nuh alayhi salam, and me and you is going, oh guys, just go ahead and go into the Jannah, let's deal with the big guys first. Subhanallah. So indeed it was darkness before the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the oppressor and for the oppressed person. لَمَّا أَطَلَّ مُحَمَّدٌ زَكَتِ الرُّبَى وَاخْضَرَّ فِي الْبُسْتَانِ كُلُّ هَشِيمٍ. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, even the hay, the things that look dead, it was revived. Similar to the rain falling on earth. اهتزت وربت. Earth, when the water comes, it shakes, it swells, and then all the green comes from that. This is the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A question was asked also, something similar to that. One kid asked me, he said, Jesus, you're saying Jesus is coming back. How come Muhammad is not coming back? Very good question. Why? Why do you think Jesus is coming back and Muhammad is not coming back? Since you love Muhammad more than Jesus, and it sounds better to say Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming back. Not to talk so much, just to abbreviate it, I said because Jesus, peace be upon him, had business to finish. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished his business. Wow. The message is complete. Jesus did not finish, peace be upon him. He's coming to disprove you and to show you that what you have accused him of is not the truth. He's coming to preach Islam. He's not coming to say one of the three or Trinity or God or Son and all of that. He's coming to show you what is the religion or the right religion. He did not finish that message. He's coming back, and that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad, said that he will come back and the believers will follow him. Believers in what? In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the religion of all the messengers, Nuh, Adam, and all of them until now. Tayyib, I said we welcome you here to what? To Jannah. We're talking about Jannah. But we are now in sort of Jannah in this dunya. You're in heaven right now. This heaven called circles of knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ida marartum fi riyad al-jannah farta'u." قالوا يا رسول الله وما رياض الجنة قال حلق الذكر. He said, "If you pass by the orchard or the gardens of heaven, sit." They said, "What are you talking about, O Prophet of Allah?" He said, "The places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. This is the place. Angels assigned, they do nothing except walk in the streets looking for gatherings like this so they can call one another and say, we found what we are looking for. And they come and they sit and they stack up on top of each other until they reach the sky. Because this is what they like to hear. This is what they like to hear. Like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, angels asked a question. أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسُدُ فِيهَا وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Oh Allah, we do nothing except praising you and worshipping you. And you're creating someone who might do otherwise. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. I know what I'm doing. So you come and you say, why God did this and that? He is all wise. Whatever he does, whether we understand it, the يعني hikmah or the wisdom behind it or not, we trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the best. So we are here in a garden from the gardens of heaven. If we were to give the ability to see the things that we don't see, we would look and we would see angels surrounding us. We will see that tranquility is descending upon us. We will see mercy encompassing us. And above all of that, your high Lord, glorified Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, is talking about you, mentioning your name to the best of the angels. Look at my servant. He's sitting. He's listening to me. He's talking. He's listening to what is being talked and said about me. He's praising me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking highly in front of angels. They do nothing but worship him. Out of all of those people who are in bars now, who are in parks, who are in theaters, who are in games, you chose to be here. No one had a stick for you to come over here. No one forced you to come here. No one threatened you to come here. You chose to be here because you are aiming high. You're looking for something worth your time. Other people, they're worshipping their desires. You're worshipping the Lord who created you. And that is something that always need to be reminded of. We always need to remind ourselves that we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling the purpose of our creation here. Look at those lines, poetry, how wonderful they are. يقول فأكثر ذكره في الأرض دأبا لتذكر في السماء إذا ذكرت إذا ذكرت. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continue and be steadfast on His remembrance, so you will be remembered and mentioned in the heavens when you receive and accept that reminder. وَنَاجِ إِذَا سَجَدْتَ لَهُ اعْتِرَافًا بِمَا نَادَاهُ ذُو النُّونِ ابْنُ مَتَّى. نَاجِ إِذَا سَجَدْتَ. Talk, deal, communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, admitting and submitting with the same thing that Jonah or Yunus alayhi salam addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Who can translate this line for me? What would you be saying? What's the catch behind it? So what's the catch here? Admitting what? Admitting guilt. No God worthy of worship. This is what Yunus alayhi salam said. No God worthy of worship but you, O Allah. Indeed, I have been a wrongdoer. So here when he said, ناجي إذا سجدت له اعترافا. When you are bowing and you're saying, O Allah, forgive me. Indeed, I have wronged myself. I have committed sins. I disobeyed you. And those sins are going to be reflected on me as a punishment. It could be here and it could be in the hereafter. So I'm admitting to you and asking you to forgive. There's nothing, you know how nice it is when someone does something bad to you and comes to you, you know, brother, I said something that I shouldn't say. Really, I ask your forgiveness. Wallahi, if you don't forgive that person, your heart is dead. I don't care what he did. I don't care how bad, how evil, even if you went to the bottom of the ground because of what he said. If he comes to you admitting guilt and asking your forgiveness and you don't give it to him, I don't know what kind of a heart you have. I always remember the story of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't, how evil we are in certain things we do. And then when we raise our hands, automatically we take it for granted that we want Allah to forgive us. Yet when your brother comes and tells you, forgive me, you got to think about it. You know, brother, you hurt my feeling. You know, you said it in public. You know, I lost so much and so much. You know, the wound. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you this way when you say, oh Allah, forgive me? Does He tell you how many times you told me to forgive you? How many times do we ask Allah to forgive him? One time? Two times? The least Muslim, if he did less than 1,000 times, he is way behind. And every time what do? You say, I will not come back to it. And you fall again. And then he tells you, I forgive you. To the point in one hadith Qudsi, he said, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدِي وَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبِ أشهدكم أني قد غفرت له أذنب عبدي وقع فيها مرتان فاستغفر فعلم أنه أن له ربا يأخذ بالذنب ويأخذ بالذنب. My servant sinned. He knew that he has a Lord who can punish him and he can still forgive him. So he asked for forgiveness. Be my witness, I forgive him. Oops, he fell for it again. He came back to me again. Be my witness, I forgive him. He did it again. Be my witness, I forgive. Let my servant go and do whatever he likes. I have forgiven him. Now, an idiot person, what would he do? Wow, forgiven? Let's party. Uthman ibn Affan, ما ضر عثمان ما فعل بعد اليوم. Uthman ibn Affan, when he prepared the army of the hardship, he donated so much money for the third of the army out of his own wealth. To the point that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nothing is going to harm Uthman after today. Yani whatever he does, he's forgiven, he's guaranteed, he's going to heaven. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the same thing. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he died, He said, no one owed me anything, but I have paid him back, except Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the first Khalifa. I'm going to leave that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pay him, because I can't pay him. Can you imagine if you are Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the impact of those words, I can't pay him. I'm going to leave it to Allah to pay him. And at the same time, he receives a message. As-salam yuqri'uka as-salam. Wa huwa radin 'ank fa hal anta radin 'ank? Ya Allah. Allah is sending a message to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the first caliph, the first khalifa, the source of peace. Allah is sending you, or sending peace upon you, saying salamu alaykum to you. He is happy with you. Are you happy with him? It's not like, oh, I'm happy with you. No, are you happy with God? Wow. God is asking your opinion if you are happy with him. Can you imagine the status of that person to be asked? What did he do? He said, if I have one foot in heaven and the other outside, I don't guarantee it until I'm both feet in there. This is what we call fear. And this is what we call gratitude. With the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam revealed to him the ayah, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. We have relieved you from all sins. Everything is forgiven for you. Now we know that the prophets don't make mistakes. They're infallible, especially major mistakes. But you are forgiven. And he continued on praying, standing in prayer until his feet swelled. So fat, standing all the time, all the blood is going to your feet, nothing here. Praying all night, thanking God. Then his wife comes, oh, Prophet of Allah, take it easy. You're forgiven. It's not like one of us brothers. We sin so much. You're forgiven, God. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Type, okay, I'm forgiven. Somebody forgave me and gave me this great reward. And I know the best thing he likes is salah. I want to thank him for it. Yes, I am in pain. But whatever I do, it's not enough to pay him back. And that's all I got. My life. So I'm doing as much as I can to thank him. This is how the believers behave, brothers. When something good happens to you, you don't just take it, mashallah. You know, someone like you work in a company. See, we want to apply religion in our practical life, in our daily life. You work for some manager or for some company, and they are treating you so good. They let you go for Friday prayer. They let you take a break for Eid time. They let you do so many good things. Sometimes you slip, sometimes you come back late. They overlook that. And guess what? We take advantage of that. Well, I guess it looks like if I come late, he doesn't care, so I'll be late every day. Wallahi, you have no relationship with religion. Is this how you thank a person who can use that, this, as grounds for your firing you? He's not doing that, ignoring it. This is how the scholars deal with people of high status. Look in the ta'zir, punishment. You know, if there is a penal code, we know what Allah said, we apply that. But there are certain punishments, it's up to the judge to decide that. We call ta'zir, discretionary punishment, according to what the judge sees suitable for that. When the judge sees someone who is a sound person, balanced person, doesn't really do bad things, he slipped. You know what? The Prophet ﷺ said, let him go. Give him a chance. I'm not going to deal someone who hardly does anything wrong, the same way with someone who does a horrible thing every day. As a teacher, I see one student constantly doing the homework, and all of a sudden he did not do his homework. I deal with that person like I deal with a person who every day comes without a homework. What kind of a fairness is that? Some people, you can just look at him when he does wrong, that is the biggest punishment that you need to do. Some other people, you need to literally get up and grab him from his throat and hang him before he can get the point. So deal with the people according to what works with them and not the way that some of us think that it is. يقول تفت فؤادك الأيام فتا وتنحت جسمك الساعات نحتا. Days are ripping your heart apart, and so is time doing the same to your body. So meaning you're getting close to the grave. وتدعوك المنون دعاء صدق ألا يا صاحي أنت أريد أنت. The time, the days, death is calling upon you. You are the one I want. You know, just like I told you about the story of that brother. A brother wants to kill him, and the angel of death riding on his back. Yeah, you can point that gun there, but guess what? It's coming back at you. You don't know it. No one knows it. So you are the one I need. This is what the time and the days are telling. يقول فلا تطل الصبا فيه مجالا وفكر كم صبي فيه دفنت. Don't think that you are young, you have time and you have respite and you have hope for a longer life. An angel of death has a cover on you. You're good. Don't worry. You're not the one we want. Look how many young people you yourself attended their funeral or buried them yourself. So why they die? How come it's not you? Or you think it's not you? إِذَا مَا لَمْ يُفِدْكَ الذِّكْرُ شَيْئًا فَلَيْتَكَ ثُمَّ لَيْتَكَ مَا ذَكَرْتَ. If this reminder is not going to do anything to you, then you would wish someday that you never been reminded. This is like sometimes you meet a person and you introduce him to Islam. And you do an excellent job in presenting Islam the way that you have established an evidence, acceptable evidence before God, that he received the message. You can tell him the following. Well, man, let me tell you this. It could be, I could be a nightmare for you or the best person you ever met. You choose. The message is there. If you follow it, you're going to be so thankful that you met me. And if you did not, you would wish that you never met me. Why? Because now the proof is established against you. You know the truth. And it's up to you to decide. So, يقول هون إذا ما لم يفدك العلم شيئا فليتك ثم ليتك ما علمت. If knowledge is not going to benefit you, you would wish that you never received the knowledge. Some of you might say, so it's good not to receive the knowledge because I might not act on it. Well, knowledge of your religion is a must, number one, on you. Number two, why are you thinking negative? Why can't you say, if I get the knowledge, look who I'm going to be in the sight of God? Like you come to the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said about Qari al-Quran, the person who recites. Al-Qari al-Mahir ma'a al-Safar al-Kiram al-Barar. وَالَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَيَتَتَعْتَعْ بِهِ وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ شَاقْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. The person who recites Quran fluently, he will be with the best of angels. And the person who recites the Quran and stuttering with it, and it's very difficult on him to read it good, he get double rewards. Hey guys, I guess it's good then to be ignorant of not reading Quran properly. So those who stand and you go, mashallah, mashallah, his voice and his recitation and everything, the person who's listening to him is better. This is how you perceive it. This is an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, encouragement to tell you that you're working and you're finding it hard. And it's going to either make you, the despair might come to you. I can't perfect it. I can't learn it. I can't be like this person. This is so hard. You might give up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'm giving you double the reward for it. Now look at the other person. مَعَ السَّفَرَ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرِ. Where are the best of angels? Now you may make it to heaven with a double reward.
But you're not going to make it with the Safara Kiram al-Barra. You're not going to be this high in heaven. People look at that double reward and they don't look at it. Now, how did that person get to that perfection? Look at the years that people spend in learning and practicing and reading until they get to that level. Is it free? You don't think that they were in the same boat you were when they begin? And by the way, this hadith is badly misunderstood. People think that if you recite the Quran and you're not fluent with it, you get double reward. Wrong. If you attend a class, you give up your time, and you sit with a shaykh, and you practice at home, learning the Quran, with that, you're not making it too good. That's where the hadith applies. Not a person going, I don't have to sit here, I get double reward, brother. Why do I have to sit in the halaqah in the morning and listen to this shaykh? Ghunna, idgham, and can't even say the word. This is كل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون الذين يعلمون. If you don't know what the meaning of the hadith, what is the fiqh of the hadith, you're never going to advance in Jannah, even if you make it to Jannah. يقول وإن ألقاك فهمك في مضاو فليتك ثم ليتك ما فهمت. If your understanding is going to put you in jeopardy, in bad things, then you would wish that you never understood. Like a person who knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants and he never does it. He knows this is an evil thing and he calls for it. He knows this is a good thing and he doesn't even enjoy it. You see people saying that simple things before their eyes and they can get hasanat with it and they never really think of. Like I was leaving the masjid. I saw some brother and I said, do you have anything to do now? We're going to give a lecture. You want to come with me? I'll bring you back. Yeah, he came. So how hard is it? What did I do? I'm driving the car, I'm spending the gas, I'm going anyway, I have good company and I'm getting hasanat on the way. All it takes is just say it. I want to get up and pray sunnah. Not in a way like, brother, did you pray sunnah? Shame on you, you didn't? Go and pray now. And I said, oh my God, we got a couple of minutes for Isha. I did not pray my sunnah. I'm going to go pray. Now those people who are sitting, some of them did not pray sunnah. Wow. Let's go do it. Yesterday or this morning I was leaving. His brother, we got 5 minutes for shuru. Pray. And I said, brother, I want to pray. But you know, I just don't want you to get the reward. I don't like it. If someone tells you that, he gets the reward, right? I said, you know, okay, I'll pray. He made 4 people pray. And after I waited 5 minutes, the time is wrong. The shuruq is not the right time. I told him, brother, it's not 5 minutes, it's 10 minutes. And I said, you can go. And I said, thanks a lot. Now I wasted 5 minutes, which it was very hard for me. I'm so close now to get the hasanah. Now you tell me go. No, I don't want to go. You lost your reward because you told me go. Now that's why I want to pray. Allah, brothers, if you think of rewards, it's so easy to get. And if you think of sins, they're so easy to get too. You just need to know how to manipulate things. Little words can put you in hell and little words can put you in heaven. SubhanAllah. So concentrate on this topic. Yaqul Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going to move to you to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. وَأَقُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. لَمْ يَخْلُقْ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى النَّاسَ عَبَثًا وَلَمْ يَتْرُكْهُمْ سُدًى. خُلِقُوا لِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. هذا الأمر عُرِض على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملوه. مين حمله؟ حضرة السيد الباشا حسين وأمثاله. قلنا على ضعف الإنسان وعجزه وعلى ظلمه وجهله حمل. فانقسم الناس إلى قسمين، We're talking about this religion. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you in vain and you're not coming back to Him? No person in the right mind would think that. You're coming back and you're going to be accounted. Look at the answer. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. How high Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How glorified from doing such a thing. You would not do that. You would not go into something so big, so special, everything, you do it and you make it and everything, and someone comes and tells you why you're doing that. Say, oh, just killing time. No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this reason why He created us, to obey Him. And this is religion. This religion was presented to heavens, the skies, the earth, and the mountains to take it and to fulfill it. They were too scared to not fulfill it. They did not take it because they were afraid they will fall short. Who took it? A human being. Always عبيطين خاصة فلسطيني عبيط, a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look what He described him. He said, فَحَمَلَهُ الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا ظَالِمْ لِنَفْسُ جَاهِلْ فِي مِقْدَارِ الْحِمِلِ اللي حامل. He is an oppressor to himself and he is ignorant of this trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusted him with. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّ. When Allah calls us to enter Islam, He did not say, enter Islam, do the 5 daily prayers and everything and you're fine. He said, enter in all the teachings of Islam from A to Z. Don't sit and say, this is important, this is less important. Yeah, we know that there are more important things. But your intention, I want to fulfill everything. Now, the only time that you can say this is more important than this, when you have conflict. You have to do one of those two. One of them has to be done. You cannot do two of them. Then I look, which one is more important? I would do that. That's the only time you can prioritize what to do when you have conflict. But when you don't have, like you come and tell a person, I'm not even going to tell you it's a wajib or an obligation. It's a highly recommended sunnah, grow your beard. Even though this is not what I believe it's an obligation. I mean, what do you have to do to grow a beard? What am I asking you? Am I asking you to go stand in front of the mirror, spend 10 minutes growing it like you do in shaving it? Am I asking you to go to the store when you run out of scissors or to go? I'm asking you something so basic, so natural, you have to do nothing literally to get that. So you can't tell me, well, I grow my beard when I pray. There's no conflict there. You can pray and grow your beard. You can stand in line. You can get closer in lines and get the hasana. You can dress properly. You can put the kufi if you feel that this is rewarding. You can wear the hijab for a woman. All of those things, they're so basic, it can be accompanied with all the major principles in Islam. There's no contradiction. So why would you come to me and tell me there are more important issues to address, brother? Yeah, there are more important issues, but this issue, you don't have to do anything about it. It comes with it. What's stopping you except arrogance? I don't see anything else. Or simply laziness. Or simply you're worshipping yourself. Or simply you're embarrassed. Simply you're shy. Whatever it is the reason, it's not because you really see something more important than others. Why? Because there's no conflict there. Both of them can be there. This is how you should view your religion. Little things, I would fulfill it as much as big things. I'm not saying there are certain things if you don't do, you're not punished for it. But I'm saying when we aim high and we want to go to the highest heaven, we want to do everything. You think the Sahaba, the companions, used to know this is fard and this is sunnah? They didn't know that. They know, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Prophet commands, do it. Whether it is punishable if you do it or not punishable if you don't do it. Or maybe vice versa. So subhanAllah, you see people and you want to see how valid the point of the person is, you can tell if the person really wanted to follow or not. So the person took that trust. فريق عطل تفكيره وانساق وراء الشهوات والمرذات. We have a group who disabled their mind. What is the reason I'm here? Turn the switch off. Let's just enjoy this life, one life to live. Where those people are going to go? Hell is the road for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. تعرفوا شو معنات أنساهم أنفسهم؟ يعني نسوا الله فأنساهم الله ما ينفعهم. يعني ما عملوا بالطاعات اللي راح تنفعهم وتوديهم على الجنة. هذا عقاب ختم على قلب الإنسان هيك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they forgot Allah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them forget themselves. How? They forgot what is good for themselves. Allah made them not to do the things that benefits them as a punishment because they forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did he describe those people? In this ayah, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. All they know is what they see in this dunya. But what they don't see, heedless, completely. Not working for it, not thinking about it, because they turn the switch off. I see it, I believe it. I don't see it, if I see you, you're there. If I don't see you, you're not there. That's not a right person. These people are going to hell. Another group, and we hope that we are all from them. آمن بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي جعل خوف الله سبحانه وتعالى في قلبه ونصب عينيه فأتمر بما أمر وانتهى عما نهى قال سمعنا وأطعنا. Another group who really put the fear of not obeying before his eyes. He removed the veil off of his eyes and off of his heart, and he worshipped Allah. So he knew the switch is on, the brain is illuminated, it's working, it's operating properly as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. So it guided him, told him you are created for a purpose. So he fulfilled what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him and stayed away from he subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to stay away from. So what was his logo? Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. I'm used to look at the watch there. I don't see watch. I'm lost. Did somebody knock it down with a ball or something? What time is it? 8:45. Inshallah, we try to wrap it up in a few minutes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول من كمال أولهية الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل للناس اليوم الآخر يرجعون فيه ويوفون ما اكتسب. The beauty, brothers, is when you're sitting here, what are you waiting for? This is like when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you say Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, you read that in the morning, you read it at night before you go to sleep, there is nothing between you and entering the Jannah, nothing stopping you except death. Really? Death stopping me? What do you mean? That means because you did not die, you did not go to Jannah. Had you died, you would have been in Jannah because of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glad tiding. Now, why are you here? To worship Allah. And after you die, where are you going? You go into heaven because this is what God promised me. You see? So we have hope, we have something to look forward to. And that's why the believer, when death comes to him, he is not fearful, he's hopeful. At time of death, don't visit a brother, or visit a brother and talk to him about death and punishment. It's not time for it. Talk to him about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk to him about the Jannah. Talk to him about the trials he is in. He's being rewarded for it. It's a sign of love. It's this and that. Don't go there. You know, brother, tomorrow when you die, there's a punishment in the grave. You're going to kill him. And he's going to wish that he never sees you. You know, sometimes I visit people and I joke to them, because you want to revive them. Many people, brothers, already despaired, and you want to go there and increase that? من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاء. If you are looking forward to see Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking forward to see you. Why you're not looking forward to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because you know you're a horrible person. That's the only reason. If you feel that you are doing your job and everything, and how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how merciful, when it's time for you, you want to go there, you want to see Him. You want to see Him. That's, we love to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than heaven. So if you are scared, then you have done something wrong. That's why when angel of death comes to the spirit of a wrongdoing person or a disbeliever, the spirit itself hides, runs, and it clings to the veins and to the nerves of the person all throughout. And that is the worst death that a person can imagine. Just picture how the Prophet ﷺ pictured it. He said, it's like a ball of wool and you have a branch of thorns. You put that, you know, with little thorns all over the branch, put it in that ball of wool and try to pull it out from there. What does that branch take with it? It rips that wool apart. Every thorn is going to snag with it a piece of wool. Now this is likewise the spirit. Angel of death is going to snag. It's going to rip what? The most painful parts in the body. Nerves. You know, like, oh, my back. What's wrong with your back? Pinched nerve. Wow, just a pinched nerve. Just make you handicapped. Imagine when that spirit is going to be ripped, ripping every nerve, not pinching it, ripping it. And not just one in your back, everyone in your back, and in your hand and everywhere. You can imagine what kind of a death a disbeliever receives. Look at the person, I think I've done that before, I'm going to do it again. When the spirit of the person comes, the Prophet ﷺ compared it, كَمَا يَسِيلُ الْمَا مِنْ فَيِّ السِّقَى. Look how smoothly the water falls. This is how the spirit of the believer. Angel of death, come out, beautiful thing. You know? And the spirit just comes out nicely, no pain, nothing. And then immediately the good angels take it. They don't leave it with the angel of death, because you know how scary that is. I mean, how many of you think that angel of death is a beautiful person, a beautiful angel? It's scary. He is a beautiful angel. He's an angel, but it's scary when you think about it. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger told us. So those people, when you think that there is a day to come back, look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I conclude with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that you will be dealt with بالقصطاص المستقيم, with the absolute sensitive measuring scale. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا نكرة تفيد العموم أي شيء وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرْ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. Where are you going to hide your sins? Where are you going to hide all those things that you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with? Where are you going to hide it? Everything that you have done is going to be brought and presented. Atayna biha, even if it's a small mustard seed, wherever you've done that sin, wherever you had done it, it's going to be brought up. Nothing hides. Wakafa bina hasibi. You're in good hands. You know, like, who is your accountant? So and so. Oh man, this guy. You don't need to question him. He does an excellent job. He gets you every penny of income tax. What's his number, brother? I usually receive 1,000. You got 5? How many kids do you have? You go with that. If we talk about income tax and we talk about accountants here, this is good. Imagine Allah. وَكَفَى بِنَا. He is subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's going to account it. One. And he said, us. To show you, this is an Arabic word, when you say us, this is a sign of how great you are. We'll take care of it. And it's only one person talking to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to big things, He addresses Himself in a plural form. Some of the Christians come, and the Jews, they come and say, You don't believe in Trinity? Take this ayah here. Us, who are us? It's Him, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, right. Brother, you need to live in Saudi Arabia for a while to know the language. It's so great. طيب, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I leave you here. When you are going to be في رحمة الله مسفوف إلى الجنة, هذا فريق, وهناك فريق آخر يكون خاسرون. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعيذنا من هؤلاء. And the criterion for that, يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. Some people go to Jannah because their mind is operating. Some people go to hellfire, their mind is not operating, not because it's not really operating, they decided to turn the switch off. And one ayah describes both. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُ وُجُوهُ, when some faces are gloomy and some faces are bright. Those whose faces are gloomy, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, you turned your back and you disbelieved, taste the punishment for what you have been doing. And those whose faces are bright, اللَّهُ أَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, in the mercy of Allah they are drowned. Here comes the mercy. Do we enter Jannah because of the mercy of God? Yes. Here it is. It says they are encompassed with the mercy of Allah. But the only difference is you cannot get the mercy if you don't abide by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As simple as that. We're still talking about Jannah. I know that some of you are going, is this topic about Jannah? It is about Jannah, because the things that you're doing now is, it has two directions. A direction that leads you to Jannah and another direction that stops you from going to hellfire. It's a mean for Jannah and a mean to stay away from the hellfire. When you learn, it shows you the way to Jannah and it shows you the way to hellfire. It makes you aware from sinning, stay away, and it makes you aware of the Jannah and apply with it. And inshallah, we will get to more about the Jannah. And I know you're too excited to dive into the Jannah. We will get there, inshallah. If you die before then, you will see it personally. Is that pessimistic or optimistic? Wallahi, this is a dua, brother. If you die, if I die and I go to Jannah, inshallah. Like there's someone asking me about questions about the grave. As far as I know, like, do people talk and hear and visit each other and everything? And I said, you know, none of the dead people came back and told me anything about it, but you know, that's the one that you need to recite before you sleep. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. That's a reminder for everyone, and we conclude with that. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وجزاكم الله خيرا. And I hope that you put the clock where it belongs. By the way, before you leave, there is a Saturday between Maghrib and Isha that we have a representative from MCC, a lady doctor who's going to talk about breast cancer. So if any interest